Chapter 6 at the Opera. It was a splendid evening at the Opera in London. Members of the royal family, the Prime Minister, and other important people were there. The Comtesse and her two children were also present, and everyone was talking about their escape. Most people admired the Scarlet Pimpernel. In their opinion, he was very brave, and they loved to hear stories of his dangerous adventures. Sir Percy and Lady Marguerite were also there. Sir Percy looked bored, as usual, but Lady Marguerite was enjoying the music. It calmed her thoughts and her worries about Armand. She saw Chauvelin sitting next to Lord Grenville, the foreign minister. Chauvelin bowed to her from his seat. Lady Marguerite smiled politely at him and then looked in the other direction. "I hope he understands that I don't want to speak to him," she thought. But when Sir Percy left his seat for a few minutes, Chauvelin came and sat next to her.
"France needs your help, my lady," he said.
"Please go away," Lady Marguerite replied coldly. "I've given you my answer."
"I know, but your brother Armand is in danger," he responded, watching Lady Marguerite carefully. "Do you know that Lord Antony and Sir Andrew are working with the Scarlet Pimpernel? They were guests of mine for a few days, but now they are free. They gave me an interesting letter from Armand. It seems that Armand is now also a member of their group."
"That's not true. It's a stupid mistake," Lady Marguerite exclaimed with a nervous laugh. "I don't believe a word."
Chauvelin took a letter from his pocket, and Lady Marguerite recognized Armand's handwriting. Her heart became cold with fear. "With this letter, I can arrest your brother as a traitor," Chauvelin continued quietly. "The Revolutionary Tribunal will send him to the guillotine." Chauvelin paused for a moment and looked at Lady Marguerite to see her reaction. "But I've got a better idea," he continued. "If you help me discover the real identity of the Scarlet Pimpernel, your brother will be safe. That's a promise. When you give me the name of the Scarlet Pimpernel, I'll give you your brother's letter. Do you agree? If you do me this little favor, I'll save your brother's life." Lady Marguerite was very frightened, but she knew what she had to do.
"I agree," she said slowly. "Now, please leave."
Chauvelin didn't move, but took another letter from his pocket. At the bottom of the letter, Lady Marguerite saw a little red flower. The letter was from the Scarlet Pimpernel. "Yes, dear lady, you are right," Chauvelin said in a cold, quiet voice. "This letter is from the Scarlet Pimpernel. As you know, there will be a big party at Lord Grenville's tonight, after the opera. I'm sure that you've also received an invitation. In this letter, the Scarlet Pimpernel writes that he'll also be at the party, and he wants Sir Andrew to meet him there." Chauvelin paused for a minute, then he continued. "Here's what I want you to do. You must watch Sir Andrew carefully. He'll speak to many people. I'm new in London. You will know them better than me. I want a list of those people. Tonight, I'll know the identity of the Scarlet Pimpernel." Chauvelin was very happy at the thought. He hated all French aristocrats, and he wanted them dead. Chauvelin returned to his seat.
"I must save my brother,"
Lady Marguerite thought, worried.